Hallelujah. May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus be with everyone here in Flushing Church.
Hallelujah. 愿主耶稣的平安和喜乐愿跟每一位在华盛教会的弟兄姐妹同在。
We thank and praise God that after a week, another week, we can come here and worship God together.
那我们赞美感谢神经过一个礼拜之后我们就还能够回来这边一起敬拜神。
This morning and also this afternoon, we would like to talk about some teachings regarding prayer.
那今天早上还有下午要用一些跟祷告有关的道理来一起分享。
And this morning, I'd like to share with everyone the topic prayer as incense.
那今天早上想要跟大家一起分享的题目是祷告如香。
We know that in faith, in the spiritual world, we're talking about invisible things.
我们知道在信仰上我们是在谈到在属灵上是谈到一些看不见的东西。
God, we cannot see.
我们看不到神。
Spirits, we cannot see.
我们也看不到灵。
But we can see in the Holy Bible, in many passages, also Jesus himself, he would give us certain parables to understand the invisible world.Spiritual world.
那我们知道读圣经的时候，主耶稣有告诉我们用比喻来告诉我们让我们能够去明白了解一些属灵上的事情。
So sometimes we can use these as visualization to help you in your faith.
所以有时候我们可以用这些能够想象看得到的东西来帮助我们的信仰。Okay.
So we know that a very important part of Christian life is prayer.
那我们知道一个基督徒的很重要生活的一部分就是祷告。
On the surface, we are kneeling down and we're speaking, and it seems like we're just speaking to the air.
那在表面上看起来好像我们是跪下来，我们在说一些话，但是只是对空气说话。
But is that the spiritual reality?
但是这个是真正的事实吗？属灵的事实吗？
Actually, in the spirit, you can visualize it as incense coming up to God.
其实在属灵上，我们可以去想象说，这其实是好像献上我们的香气给神。
Let's turn to Psalm 141.
我们来看诗篇的四十一篇。
Psalm 141.
诗篇四十一篇。
Psalm 141.
诗篇一百四十一篇。
Psalm 141,
诗篇141篇
verse 1 and 2.
第一节第二节
Psalm 141, verse 1 and 2.
诗篇141篇一节二节
Lord, I cry out to you, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Verse 2.
第二节
Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Please read.
主神啊，我曾求告你，求你快快临到我这里。我求告你的时候，愿你留心听我的声音，愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前，愿我举手祈求如献晚祭。
This is a psalm of David.
这是大卫的诗。
We know David, he had a very close relationship with God.
我们知道大卫跟神的关系很亲近。
And you can see that he described his prayers like incense set before God.
所以这边大卫描述他的祷告的声音好像香一样陈列在神面前。
Let's also turn to Revelation chapter 5.
看启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Revelation chapter 5, verse 8.
启示录第五章第八节。
Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
他既拿的书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祷告。
This was a vision that the Apostle John saw.
这个是约翰使徒约翰他看到的一个异象。
I saw the 24 elders and the four living creatures.
他看到了四活物和二十四位长老。
And they all had a harp.
他们都有琴。
But they also had golden bowls full of incense.
然后他们也有盛满了香的金炉。
And what are these? What is this golden bowl full of incense?
那这个盛满香的金炉是什么？
It says they are the prayers of the saints.
就是众圣徒的祈祷。
So you can see that incense is a way for us to visualize what's happening when we pray to the invisible God.
所以我们知道这样香就是我们可以想象在属灵上我们祈祷的时候就是献香祭给神。
In the Old Testament, God told Moses to build a tabernacle.
在旧约的时候神告诉摩西来建造这个会幕。
And this tabernacle actually prefigures the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这会幕就是来预表主耶稣基督本身。
It can also prefigure the church.
也可以预表教会。
And it can also prefigure what it means to worship God.
也可以预表着我们来敬拜神的时候是怎么样子。
And we know in the tabernacle there were different furnishings inside.
那我们知道会幕当中有不同的摆饰。
And one of the furnishings was an altar of incense.
那其中一项就是献香的炉。
Yeah, so we can actually look into some of the passages concerning this altar of incense.
所以我们可以找一些圣经当中有关于这个献香祭的这个炉的关系。
Also, learn some teachings to apply to our prayer lives.
那从这当中可以学习怎么样运用在我们的祷告生活。
Let's turn now to Exodus chapter 30.
我们来看出埃及记三十章。
Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记三十章。
Let's read verse 1.
第一节。
Exodus chapter 30, verse 1.
出埃及记三十章第一节。
You shall make an altar to burn incense on. You shall make it out of acacia wood.
你要用这个是什么？黄莺木做一座烧香的坛。
Okay. So this is one of the furnishings in the tabernacle.
这个是在会幕当中的一个摆设。
Okay. And then if you keep reading, the dimensions, its material is all listed out in detail.
那在要造这个坛的材料都一一的列出来。
Okay. Let's now jump to verse 7.
我们来看第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Aaron shall burn on it sweet incense every morning when he tends the lamps.He shall burn incense on it. Verse 8.
第八节。
And when Aaron lights the lamp at twilight, he shall burn incense on it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations.
第七节，亚伦在坛上要烧馨香，料做的香，每早晨他收拾的时候要烧这香。在黄昏点的时候，他要在主神面前烧这香，作为世世代代常烧的香。
So, immediately after these instructions are mentioned, the dimensions are mentioned, God tells Moses how they're going to use this altar.
所以在这些材料还是要怎么样献香的时候。主神跟摩西说要怎么样子来烧香。
He said that the high priest Aaron is supposed to burn on the altar incense every morning and also every twilight.
所以告诉亚伦说，大祭司要在每早晨还有每个黄昏的时候点香。
So two times a day, incense is offered to God.
所以每天两次要把馨香的香祭献给神。
This is the first teaching that we can also apply to our prayer lives.
这也是我们能够运用在祷告生活当中的教训。
We know that here in Flushing Church, there are many members that are more recently baptized.
我们知道在我们的教会当中，法轮神教会当中有比较多的信徒是刚刚受洗。
Whether in the last 5 years or so, or maybe just in the last 10 years.
或许在五年之内，还是在十年之内。
And we need to think about our prayer life.
我们需要去来讨论，来思考一下我们自己的祷告生活。
After we have been baptized, have we been routinely offering incense to God at home?
我们在受洗之后，有没有常常在家里献香祭给神？
Right. Do we pray at least twice a day, just like is described here?
我们有没有每天最少祷告两次，就像记载在这里一样？
Right. Here it tells you the timing is in the morning and also in the twilight.
这边说到就是早晨时跟黄昏时。
Now of course we don't have to follow exactly this schedule.
当然我们并不是一定要遵守这样子的时间。
But the principle still applies to our life today.
但是原则我们也是同样可以运用。
And my personal suggestion is also we should all pray at least twice a day, more in depth.
那我个人的建议也是我们最少每天两次要比较深入的祷告。
And in total, she'll try to pray at least 30 minutes a day.
那最少我们每一天要祷告30分钟。
So try to arrange our time so that we have this dedicated prayer time.
所以我们要来安排我们自己的时间，所以我们有这种时间来祷告。
If in the morning we are more rushed,
如果在早上的时候我们比较忙，比较急。
Of course, before you leave the house, you should still pray.
当然，在我们出门之前，我们应该也要祷告。
But maybe you can't pray as long.
但是或许我们没有办法祷告那么长。
If in the morning you cannot pray as long,
如果早上没有办法祷告那么长
，then later towards the day or the evening, we should arrange more time.To thoroughly pray to God.
但是在傍晚的时候，还是比较晚一点的时候，我们可以安排时间，能够花长一点时间祷告。
Or the reverse might be true.
还是有时候相反。
Maybe in the evening time, you are often more tired.
或许在晚上的时候，我们都比较累。
We cannot pray very diligently.
我们没有办法很认真的祷告。
So in that case, then try to make your prayer in the morning more intense.Depth and really pray to the Lord.
这样的话，我们应该在早上的时候花比较多的时间向神来祈祷。
Of course, the best is every single prayer we can offer a sincere prayer to God.
那最好就是我们在每次祷告的时候都能够真正虔诚的向神祈求。
So let us all think carefully about our prayer life.
所以让我们自己都仔细的来思考一下我们自己的祷告生活。
If we only pray in church,
如果我们只有来到教会的时候才祷告
，That means that we don't have a very close relationship with God.
这样就告诉我们，我们其实跟神的关系不是很亲近。
If we have a very close friend,
如果我们有一个很好的朋友
，or for example your spouse,
还是我们的配偶
，someone who's very close to you,
就是一个很亲近的人
，you want to communicate with them every day.
我们很想要跟他们每一天都能够跟他们谈话。
And so, because that you have that intimacy, very naturally the communication will also reflect that.
那因为我们有亲密的关系，所以我们交谈的时间当然也就会表现出来。
Right. So same thing with us and God.
所以同样的，我们跟神也是一样。
If we really want to have a closer relationship with Him, every day we need to set aside time.
如果我们要跟他有一个亲密的关系每一天我们都要花时间。
And prayer really to go in depth, I think we all know by experience, it can't be too short.
如果我们要一个深入的祷告，我们大家都知道。这个祷告不能太短。
And that's why many times it's recommended each time you pray, pray about 15 minutes at least.
那所以我们才会建议说，当你要祷告的时候，最少每次祷告15分钟。
And there, you can feel the Holy Spirit fill you. You can feel God's love also fill you.
那你就能够感到说，圣灵能够来充满你，还是感到说神的爱能够来充满你。
So let us.Examine our prayer life. How long do we pray? How often do we pray to God?
所以我们来思考一下我们自己的祷告的生活。我们祷告多久？我们多么长的我们跟神祷告的这个频率是多少
？Let's now read Exodus chapter 30, and let's jump to verse 34.
我们看出埃及记三十章三十四节。
Exodus chapter 30, verse 34.
三十章三十四节。
And the Lord said to Moses, Take sweet spices, stacta, and onica, and galbanum, and pure frankincense. With these sweet spices, there should be equal amounts of each. Verse 35.
第35节
You shall make of these an incense, a compound according to the art of the perfumer, salted, pure, and holy.
主神吩咐摩西说：“你要取馨香的香料，就是 拿他佛师洗列洗利比拿这香清香的香料香乳或净乳香各要各样要一般大的分量三十五节你要用这些加上盐按做香脂做香脂法做成清洁圣洁的香。
Here now we talk about the incense itself.
这边谈到这个香本身。
Right, of course, now in the New Testament, we don't make this incense. We don't actually burn it. Right?
当然，在新约的时候，我们没有做这个香，我们也没有来献上香祭。
Right. But this the composition of this incense also gives us some teachings.
但是做香的材料也给我们一些教训。
Right. The first teaching that you can see is first that these spices, these materials, they were actually all very expensive.
就是说这些香料它们本身其实都是很昂贵的。
Right. According to some reference books, all of them need to be imported from, especially from Arabia.Into the land of Israel.
经过他们的查考，他们知道说这些香料其实都要从外面的地方来进货到以色列地。
And I think we all know that anything that's imported, there's additional cost. It's a lot more expensive.
那我们知道从外国进货的这种产品，平常都是比较贵的。
So God required the Israelites to use these.Expensive ingredients.
所以神教导以色列人，他们要用这种很昂贵的材料。
Now, what does that mean for our prayer life?
所以这个在我们祷告生活什么意思？
Of course, we are not giving God money or anything in our prayers.
其实在我们祷告当中，当然不是给神钱，也不是这样子。
But When we pray, it's teaching us that we have to give God our best.
所以告诉我们说，祷告的时候，我们要给神我们最好的。
You give God your full attention.
我们给神我们完全的注意力。
Actually, attention nowadays is one of the most precious commodities.
那其实我们所专注的还是我们的注意力，就是今天很特别的我们拥有的。
Today.In this commercial society, every company, they're trying to get your attention.
在这一个就是常常有广告的时代，我们都是别人要我们的就是要我们的注意力。
When you use your cell phone, when you watch media,
当我们用我们的手机，当我们看这个就是节目的时候
，Right? Of course, they're trying to generate ad revenue.
他们要有广告的费用。
So, in order to have for the companies to receive more ad revenue, they need people to watch more of their content.
如果一个公司要赚更多的广告费用，他们要这个观众来看更多的广告。
So they're all trying to use different ways to just keeping your attention there.
所以他们用各种不同的方法，只是要抓住我们的注意力。
Yeah.So attention itself is so precious nowadays, right?
所以注意力，我们知道，今天这个是很宝贵的。
Now, when you pray, if you're talking to God,
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们若是跟神谈话
，and your attention is not fully there,
但是我们注意力没有放在那里
，it also is really showing that we're not giving our best to God.
也就告诉我们，其实我们不是给神最好的
，right? We're giving God just the leftovers.
因为我们只是给神我们所剩下的
，right?Imagine that you're talking to somebody.
我们可以想象，我们如果跟一个人讲话
right? And you're talking to them, and in the middle of the conversation, the person just keeps looking around.
但是在交谈的时候，我们对方那个人常就是在看其他的地方。
You know that he's not fully paying attention to you.
那你就知道说，这个人其实没有在注意你。
He keeps looking at his watch, or he keeps looking at his phone.
他一直在看他的手表，还是看他的手机
right? Or he keeps on fidgeting and.Seem like his body language, he wants to go.
还是说他常常就一直动，然后看起来好像他就想要走掉了。
Then when you're talking to this person, then eventually you know, like, okay, I guess Yeah, I guess he doesn't really want to be here, so you just kind of quickly just try to end the conversation.
那你就知道说这个人没有想要留在那边，所以你就会赶快把这个谈话结束。
So that actually may happen a lot when we pray.
所以我们在祷告的时候，这也常常发生。
God has opened his ears. He wants to listen and he wants to communicate with us.
神在那边，他要听我们的祷告他想听我们的谈话。
But every time that we speak to him or he's trying to communicate to us, we are so distracted.
但是每次他要跟我们说话的时候，我们都没有注意他然后我们因为很多的事情。
So how can we truly receive that satisfaction in prayer? How can God truly bless us in the prayer?
那在这样子的话，我们祷告怎么能够得到神的垂听？
Right, so let's give God the best when we pray.
所以我们在祷告的时候要给神我们最好的。
Give him our full attention.
给他我们完全的注意力。
Now these ingredients, four of them are named.
所以这边这些香料有四样被提名。
The first one is stacta.
第一个是拿他佛。
This is a ingredient that comes from a tree.
那这个是一个从树上发现的香料。
They take the resin 那个树枝。They take the resin, extract the resin out of the tree.
所以他们把树枝从树拿下来
，and then they process it
他们把它做处理
，and eventually when if you burn it, it will be very fragrant.
那如果把它烧了起来，就变成很香。Okay.
The second is called onycha.
第二是施洗列。
This people according to some reference, let's just take for reference, right? People think that this maybe comes from a sea snail.
有人我们可以做参考。有人说这个是从海中的这个海螺来的。
That in a snail, you know, there's a part that kind of covers they're in a shell, right? But there's a part that kind of covers, it's like the door covers the inside of the shell, right?
所以这个海螺他们有一个地方是能够把他们自己关起来。
Right, I think 中文叫做好像眼。我有去查字典哦，对。So apparently, they may take this portion and maybe dry it, and then it's also used as incense.
那所以他们就能够把这个材料拿出来干了之后就可以做香料。
The third one is called galbanum.
第三是洗列比。
This also comes from tree. It's a resin from a tree.
所以那这个也是树的树枝。
Right, just a different kind of tree.
也是就是从一个不同的树出来的。
Yeah, and then frankincense also is comes from the resin of a frankincense tree.
然后乳香也就是从就是也是从其他的香料出来的。
So if you're interested, I actually went and looked in on YouTube how they extract this resin.
那所以我去这个网络上查看他们怎么从树枝取香料出来。
They have to break the bark, scrape the bark out off.
他们要把外面的树皮把它除干净。
And then they basically make incisions in the inside of the tree.
然后要把树枝的中间要给它割开。
And then over time, this resin just starts to drip out, and then it's collected.In a, yeah, like a bowl.
过了时间，过了之后，就开始会有树枝跑出来，那他们就会把它存起来。
And then they take it and will process it.
那他们就会再继续的来做生产的过程。
Now, what does this mean for us in prayer?
那这个我们祷告有什么意义？
Actually, when you look at all these ingredients,
所以我们看这所有的香料，
all of them have to do with the inside.
每一个都是关乎里面的东西
，right? Whether it's the resin or the sea snail,
不管是这个树枝还是这个海螺
，and it's telling us that when we pray to God,
告诉我们，当我们跟神祷告的时候
，we have to offer to God our inner essence.
我们要献给神我们里面的真正的自己
，right? The Bible often likens believers to trees.
很多时候圣经用树枝树来描述说我们信徒。
Let's turn to Psalm 1.
看诗篇第一篇。
Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇。
Verse 2 and 3.
第二节第三节。
Psalm 1, verse 2 and 3.
诗篇一篇二节三节。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Verse 3.
第三节。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Right? You can see here, the psalmist describes a man blessed by God.
我们这边看到诗人说到一个被神祝福的人。
Right? The one who's blessed is those who delight in God's words.
那这个人就是昼夜思想神的话的律法律。
And he's going to be like a tree planted by the waters.
他像一棵树被栽在溪水旁。
Jeremiah is the same.
在耶利米书也是一样。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Or 7.
第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7.
耶利米书十七章七节。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. Verse 8.
第八节。
For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. All right, so again, this is talking about what type of person is blessed by God.
所以这边谈到什么样的人能够得到神的福气。
Those who trust in God.
那些依靠神的人。
They are like trees planted by the water.
他们好像树栽在水旁。
So if we are like a tree,
所以我们如果像一棵树。
And we are praying to God.
那我们在跟神祈求。
A lot of times we come to God with a very hardened heart.
很多时候我们来到神的面前是一颗硬的心。
Right. In fact, a lot of times, this is how we also may deal with other people.
那其实我们跟其他人或许也是相同的态度。
Right. Because we want to protect ourselves.
因为我们需要保护自己。
Right. You can't be completely vulnerable with everyone around you.
我们不可以向每一个人都是敞开的。
Right. But with God,we have to be completely open.
但是来到神面前，我们要把自己打开。
Just like Jesus Christ taught us.
就像主耶稣告诉我们。
When you pray, go into your inner room.
我们祷告的时候要到内室。
And then to shut your door.
然后把门关起来。
Right? And pray to your Father who is in the secret place.
然后再跟神来祷告。
Right? Going into the secret place is basically being completely...exposed and open to God.
所以在这个隐秘处的时候，我们其实在神面前是完全敞开的。
And the truth is that we cannot hide anything from God anyway.
那其实我们也没有办法跟神来就是我们
没办法隐藏
没有办法隐藏我们的事情。
Right, so might as well tell God everything.
所以我们就要跟神告诉我们所有的一切。
He sees all of our good side, but he also sees our ugly side too. All of the ugly side we may hide from other people.
因为他看到我们的好处，也看到我们的坏处因为这些坏处是我们向别人隐藏的。
But when we're in front of the Lord, you from your inner heart, your inner essence, you give it to God, you offer it to God.
但是在神面前，我们把我们自己真正的本身自我献给神。
So if it's out of repentance,
所以如果我们真正的悔改，
right, you pray from your inner heart,
我们从我们的内心祷
告， that you know you want to improve, you want to be right in God's eyes.
我们知道我们要改进，我们要做神眼中对的事情。
If you are praying and praising God,
如果我们祷告的时候是在赞美神，
you're saying hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们说 hallelujah, 赞美主。
But don't just say it.It must come from your inner heart.
但不要只是说出来而已，但是要从内心而说出来。
You offer your inner self, your inner person.
我们把里面真正的自我献给神。
And completely be vulnerable to God.
在神面前毫无隐藏。
Now, let's go back to Exodus chapter 30.
在出埃及记的三十章。
The third particular ingredient.
第三个这个材料
in verse 34
34节
which is in English called galbanum
就是洗列比拿
This just take for reference
这个我们来做参考 就是
According to reference material of course it's from a tree what I read is that by itself actually it smells very bad
所以这个当然是也是说从树来 但是他们说到这本身自己其实是很臭的
Yeah But very interestingly when you take this and mix it with the other incense
但是很奇妙的就是你如果把这个香料跟其他的香料混合在一起
And then of course you burn it to offer to God
那当然我们要给它烧起来才能够献给神
Then it becomes a very sweet smelling aroma
就会变成一个很 香的香气
So if this is correct
如果这个是真的
right, I think this also has application to our prayer life
也就是在我们的祷告生活当中能够运用
This can refer to the prayer of repentance
可以提到说是我们悔改的祷告
right, Because when we're repenting, we are telling God all of our sins and wrongdoings
因为我们悔改的时候我们跟神告诉神我们一切所有 犯的错误
Sin itself, evil itself is something that is foul is pungent in God's eyes
那罪本身在神面前看起来是很肮脏很污秽的
right? But when you put it into prayer and you also pray with you make a complete prayer to God
但是当我们在 有一个完全祷告的时候，献给神的时候
God likes to see sinners come to repentance
神很喜悦就是罪人来悔改祷告
He doesn't, of course he hates the sin
因为他当然是他恨罪恨那些罪
But he loves it when sinners are willing to come back to him to return to him
但是他很喜悦说这些罪人
And it becomes a sweet smelling aroma to him.
Right.
So when we kneel before the Lord,
所以当我们跪下来祷告,
we must not be too proud so that we don't want to repent to God.
我们不能自己太骄傲来不愿意悔改。
Right. Sometimes we are unwilling to change.
有时候我们不愿意改变。
That is pride.
Right. Yeah,
we think that we are fine by ourselves. What we're doing, yeah, what we're doing is okay.
我们觉得我们自己做的还不错，我们做的很好。
And then we don't want to really completely return to God's way or teaching.
我们不愿意回到神的方法还是教训。
This is again putting up walls and this exterior. Towards God.
所以就代表我们把外面的墙建起来,
不愿意神进来。Instead, tear down these walls.
所以我们要把这些墙打掉。
And really confess your sin to God.
然后向神真正的, 悔改我们所有犯的罪。
Tell God what it truly is.
跟神讲我们真正所做的事情。
That it is evil.
这些是
This is evil in your eyes.
这些是你眼中看为罪的事。
God, please forgive me.
主啊，求你原谅我。
Let my relationship with you be restored.
让我跟你的关系能够重新的再被建立。
So you can see the material of the incense itself has a lot of teachings too.
所以这些来造香的这些香气的材料也有很多的教训。
So we take this material and eventually, Aaron, he would take it and burn it.
所以 这些香料, 放在一起, 然后后来亚伦就会献给神。
And what does this mean in our prayer life?
那这在我们祷告当中有什么意思?
We know that anything that is burning, that fuel itself is going to decrease.
那我们知道在烧的时候, 那这个被烧的这个材料本身就会越来越少。
And then of course it's going to be smoke.
那会有一些烟跑出来
to ascend to heaven right?
那这些 烟还是香气就会往上升升到天上
So this is actually one of the interesting things that happens in prayer
所以这个也是在祷告当中的一个现象
When you pray more to God
当我们跟神 做更多祷告的时候
You'll see that you yourself, your will actually become smaller and smaller.
我们就可以看到我们自己本身还是我们自己的意识 会越来越少。
What does this burning mean?
那这个烧是什么意思?
This burning, how does it burn?
怎么样子来烧。
This can refer to the Holy Spirit himself.
也可以来看到是圣灵本身。
Let's turn to Revelation 4, verse 5.
启示录的第四章第五节。
Revelation 4, verse 5.
启示录四章第五节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 5.
启示录的第四章第五节。
And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Please read.
有闪电声雷声因雷轰从宝座中发出来，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
Right. Here it talks about the seven spirits of God.
这边谈到神的七灵。
Remember, we don't take this literally.
当然，我们不是这个，不是真正字面上的意思。
If you were to refer to Isaiah 11.
如果看以赛亚书十一章
，It talks about seven characteristics of God's Spirit.
讲到神的灵的七个特别的特色。
Yeah. So this is how we interpret the seven spirits of God.
所以这个就是我们怎么样来解释神的七灵。
But what is the spirits of God described as?
但是这个七个灵被描述着什么
？As lamps of fire burning.
就是七盏火灯在宝座前点着。
So when we pray.We especially in the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们在祷告，在特别是在圣灵当中祷告的时候
，The Holy Spirit is like a fire that burns within us.
圣灵好像在我们里面烧着。
Remember, on the day of Pentecost, people also saw visions. Everyone had like a tongue of fire coming upon them.
那我们记得在五旬节的时候有人看到异象，就是好像火的舌头来到他们每一个众人的头上。
So when we offer our prayer, especially in the Holy Spirit.We burn this prayer to the Lord.
所以当我们在属灵上灵里面祷告的时候，我们是烧着点着烧着的来祷告。
The burning can also refer to the Word of God.
这个点着的烧着的火也是神的话。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Verse 32.
第三十二节
Luke 24:32.
第二十四章三十二节
And they said to one another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?
对他们彼此说话的时候他们给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心岂不是火热的吗
So this was talking about when Jesus resurrected.
这边当主耶稣复活的时候
There were two disciples leaving Jerusalem, going to Emmaus.
有两个门徒，他们离开耶路撒冷往以马忤斯。
And Jesus appeared to them, was walking beside them.
那主耶稣就显现跟他们一起走路。
Right, and then eventually they got to a place, and Jesus broke bread.
最后他们来到一个地方，然后主耶稣跟他们擘饼。
And suddenly they realized that was Jesus Christ.
然后他们就发现到说这个是主耶稣
Jesus is alive.
主耶稣是活着的
And they decided to go back to Jerusalem that same evening.
所以他们那一晚就决定要回到耶路撒冷
So they said to each other, when he was talking about, to us about the scriptures, didn't our hearts burn?
所以他们就互相说他们跟我们讲他跟我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心不是火热的吗
So that burning can also refer to the word of God.
所以这火热火也是可以指着神的话。
So when we are praying together, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God and also the word of God.
所以我们互相祷告的时候要被神的灵充满也要被神的话充满。
In our daily Bible reading, we can also bring verses into our prayer and ask God, help me to understand what you're saying here.
所以在我们每天的读经我们可以把我们读的圣经章节带到我们的祷告当中，问神说这是什么意思
？Now, as you're praying in this way, the Word of God, the Spirit burns within you.
这样子，我们祷告的时候，神的话在我们当中是火热烧着的。
And just like I was saying before, we, as an individual, we become smaller and smaller.
就像我们有谈到说，我们自己本身自我是越来越少。
And the prayer itself becomes the smoke, the incense becomes bigger and bigger. reaching up to the heavens.
然后这烧着的香气就变越来越大啊，往上升啊，直接到神。
So the interesting thing about prayer is that initially, when we kneel down to pray, we may have a lot on our mind.
所以祷告的时候，我们之前或许会有很多的事情在我们的头脑当中。
But as you're praying and you're telling God all of these things,
但是我们祷告的时候，我们告诉神这么多的事情。
You allow the Spirit of God to fill you. You allow the Word of God to guide you.
我们请求有神的圣灵来带领我们，有神的话在我们心里。
Your anxieties, your worries, your problems, they get smaller and smaller.
我们所担心的，我们所烦恼的事情就变成越来越小。
Even though the trial, the problem is still there when you get up.
那虽然我们所面对的试探还是试炼还是这些问题还是存在的。
But you have a peace within you. You have a stillness within you.
但是我们内心有平安有一个安静的心。
Maybe initially you are full of your own will and desires and ambition.
或许刚开始我们有我们自己的想法自己的意见。
But when you're praying, you submit to God's spirit, you submit to God's will, your individuality actually will get smaller and smaller.
但是当我们祷告的时候，我们顺服神的灵，顺服神的话，我们自己就变成越来越小。
Okay. So I think this is something all of us probably has experienced before in prayer.
那我想这也是我们每一个人在祷告当中应该都有体验过的。
The biggest change in prayer is not necessarily your circumstances. Actually, it's your heart. It's your own self.
在祷告的时候，最大的改变其实不是我们周遭的事情，而是我们自己本身。
Right, because God helps you and sustains you.
因为神会帮助我们，神会支持我们。
So these are some of the major teachings that we can learn from praying, from incense.
所以这些教训就是我们从献香的时候能够学习到的。
We need to have a regular prayer habit.
我们需要建立有一个很规律的祷告生活。
The prayer itself should be precious in our inner essence.
那祷告要很宝贵，因为是我们献上我们里面的自我。
And then when we pray, through the Spirit, through the Word, we are burning this incense to God.
所以在我们祷告的时候，经过神的灵跟神的话，我们是烧着的献给神。
So Jesus Christ is the best example.
我们知道主耶稣本身就是最好的榜样。
We need to imitate his example of prayer.
我们需要来学习他的榜样。
Especially when he prayed in Gethsemane.
那特别是他在克西马尼园的祷告。
Right, Gethsemane, the name itself means oil press.
那在这个克西马尼本身的意思就是被榨的油。
Yeah, and then remember he brought his close disciples there to pray because he knew he's going to suffer a lot soon.
那我们也知道他带他的门徒们去那边祷告，因为他知道他要受很多的苦。
He asked his disciples who were asleep, he said, "Can you not pray with me for an hour?"
他告诉他的门徒，那睡着的门徒说，你没有办法警醒跟我一起祷告吗？
So this reveals how deep, how long he was praying.
就告诉我们他在祷告的时候花了多少的时间。
When he prayed with so many tears, so much sweat drops like blood.
他祷告的时候很用心，他流了很多的汗，也流了很多的泪。
This is like that inner essence that's coming out, that's being offered to God.
就是他里面真正的自己他那个自我完全的献给神。
So when you're praying and you're praying to tears, to sweat, that's when you really know you're giving God your inner self.
所以当我们祷告的时候，真的流了很多的汗，还是很多的泪，我们就知道那个祷告真正的把我们自己献上。
And you can see Jesus initially he told God the Father, if possible, please take away this bitter cup.
那我们知道主耶稣刚开始跟神祷告说，如果可能的话把这杯拿走。
But not according to my will, according to yours.
但是不是照我的意思，照你的意思。
And the Heavenly Father strengthened him with angels.
那天上的父就差派天使来加添他力量。
By the end of the prayer, he no longer had his self-will.
在祷告之后他完全没有自己的意思。
He completely accepted God's will.
他完全接受了神的意思。
And he got up from prayer full of power, full of God's strength.
他祷告之后站起来，充满了神的力量。
The soldiers came to arrest him.
当那些兵丁来抓他的时候
They asked, we're looking for this person.
他们说我们要找这个人
Jesus boldly said, I am he.
主耶稣说我就是
And then according to the Gospel of John, the soldiers fell down.
我们知道看约翰福音的时候这些兵丁就往后倒了
That's the confidence, the strength, the power Jesus received from that prayer.
那这个就是主耶稣在那个祷告当中得到的力量
His prayer, his incense truly reached to the heavens.
他的祷告，他的香真的是达到了天上。
So may we also learn to pray like our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们每一个人也来学习主耶稣的祷告。
May our prayers all reach to the heavens and be a sweet-smelling aroma.
让我们的祷告也都能够像香气一样，馨香的气能够达到天上。
Let's conclude the hymn number 406.
我们一起来唱诗406首。
406.
406首。